It was still in the house. Now, they were taking it down, the new homeowners, while we were doing the LED light bulbs and changing out one window covering. And anyway, it's crazy, like, how much that is and how much... And now the and that TV was so thick, and it was really actually small. But I remember the homeowner literally asking me to come in. He's like, "Check this out," and he had these DVDs just so he could watch something in a higher quality. Yes. And I was sitting there going, "Wow!" But yeah, it was like $12,000 back then. Now I mean, that TV literally is as small as your monitor. Oh, I just saw it; it's hilarious.
And you had to get the DVDs because. Suddenly, whatever Cox back then, whatever it was called back then,
didn't have any channels.
It didn't have the enough input or whatever it was
correct.
To have the correct good enough quality.
Yeah,
it's changed. But like you said, let's talk about curtains, though. But here's one thing I've always done as a realtor: I've encouraged people to do the shutters, the plantation stuff, because when you sell the house, it stays with the house.
The curtains and it adds value to the house. Anyone who's, I know I say this all the time when I'm talking to a homeowner, they're just getting the house. I know they're not planning on reselling the house because they're excited they just got into it. But for a smart investment down the road is to look at plantation shutters because 25 years later, they look exactly like they did when you bought them if you bought good quality shutters.
So
anything you buy from me is going to look exactly the same 25 years later.
I'm just going to tell you for sure. In fact, the house that I sold, I really do believe this, and I'm going to. It had beautiful cabinets, which helped a lot. It had the granite countertops, which did help. But in the living room, nice, beautiful hardwood floors. But it had high quality plantation shutters in the living room, and it had a ton of windows, and it just had that homey, elegant look. And the lady. And I actually was showed for one of my ages because it was 20. It was cold. Getting around to be that time, getting ready. But the lady in that, this is the one who wanted the house. And Todd Cawthorn, who was sick, one of my agents, and he said, he goes, "Which one?" I said, "He's going to buy it. And he's going to buy it. He's going to get a bridge loan to do it if he has to." He goes, "No, I said, I promise you he's going to buy that house, and this is what he's going to do." And I said, "He's going to, and I think it's the shutters." And so I said, "You realize? I think it's the whole look." And that's what
it finishes off the house. I mean, it's one of the things that's, as you said originally, when you come by my showroom, it's a visual thing. When you walk into a home, you're not looking at what kind of insulation it has or who the electrician was that wired it. Not that those are all very important things to a home. But when you walk into a home, one of the first things you notice are those big windows. And if you go with a plantation shutter, it's going to block out more heat. It's going to block out more light than any other louvered product. And again, if you get a good quality product, it'll last you 25 years to 50 years or longer. I'm not that old to know if it's longer than 50 years, but I know it's going to last for a long, long time.
We have it. Let's talk a little bit. We were talking about the plantation, but we got from the regular mini blinds. I call them mini blinds. Is that right?
Yeah, they are mini blinds.
Mini blinds, then there's...
Well, it goes crazy. I mean, on many blinds, you can make them out of
let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We got a little advertisers to help me pay for this show.
Oh, good.
We're starting. Let's back up now. Okay, we got the mini blinds. Then we got the wood.
So it depends on how you want to look at it. But, and then in each category, there's a ton of options. I mean, on the mini blinds, you've got metal and vinyl and wood, which are all one-inch blinds. Then you go to the two-inch blinds, and they can be in metal, vinyl, wood.
In our office, I looked at it, and it kind of made me start looking. I went back to the office, and each agent has their own office, and they're like, the offices are like 10 by 10, and each office has a window. And they have the 2-inch wooden
shutter.
It's like a, it's okay.
Yeah.
And in that office, I think it looks fine. It really doesn't bother me. It looks like an office thing. Things sort of look to me. But then we go up, okay? Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, that's also what's in this house we're in now. It doesn't have the same. It
doesn't have the same feel.
Yeah, it doesn't have. It kind of feels like an office.
Yeah,
not like a warm, cozy.
And I think I did that house 10, 11 years ago. Your new home.
Well, it had how long ago? About 7 or 8. Yeah.
Okay, 7 or 8 years ago. I remember doing that house.
You just touched that light bulb. You know, he sells light bulbs too. I think he did it on purpose. It just went out. Yeah.
It did just go out. Yeah. So I'll have to talk to Fred about that.
Yeah. But, okay, so we go up from that. Now came back on. It's magic around here, folks.
I guess so.
Okay, so we go up from that to then the plantation shutters.
Mm-hmm. And then the plantation shutters have a whole different look. You have a lot of different options, a lot of different colors, different louver sizes, different frame options, different materials. And I have seven shutter manufacturers that I work with. So that's why when someone says, oh, well, you're higher, or, oh, you're lower, let's make sure we have an educated customer, and that's what my guys and I try
apples
to do.
Apples to apples.
Correct. And that's what we always try to make sure of, is that, you know, we want to make – I've been in business for 15 years. I'm not going anywhere. And I want to make sure that when I see a customer down the street in 2 to 5, 10 years from now, that I know that what I put in there is going to still be there working well and lasting a long, long time. And so we really do take pride in making sure we give the customer what they want. We don't walk in assuming they want whatever. We listen to our customers. We give suggestions. But then we give them exactly what they want. But we do try to educate each customer on you know, what the style is, or what the style of their home is, or the feel they want. Or is it east and west facing house more than north and south facing house? Do they have small children? Child safety. There's rumors that the attorney general is going to get rid of all blinds with cords on them. I mean, it's coming down the pipeline. Everything's going to have to be motorized or cordless because of the amount of strangulations and how many deaths there are a year due to that. All of ours have won the highest rankings. But we also, when we go into a home, if we see a crib, we actually have to tell them that we can't put certain products in those windows because of the safety of the kids. I mean, I got to sleep at night, Scott.
No, well, that makes sense, though. I mean, it really does. It's a good thing. I actually asked a question of one. I said, why would you put these – because in our house that we actually have for sale on Columbine, which should have sold 2 months ago, it's a beautiful house.
It's a beautiful home.
I actually still love that home. Probably should have kept that house. But in the master, it had plantation shutters. They took them out. They were up in the attic.
No.
And they put the cheaper blinds in.
Yeah.
And I talked to the people. It was late. It was about a year later. I said, why would y'all take those out? Because they actually got ruined.
Up in the attic?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I said, why did – and she said, because it blocked my view. I guess because the wood was thicker. Blocked my view of the golf course. I just thought that was kind of silly. But
I don't know what the shutters were, but –
they were beautiful.
Not to give the specifics or too much of the technical side of it, though. A 3.5-inch louver, when they're tilted in an open position, they only cover up 7% of the window. So that leaves you 93% of your view still open. I did a house once in Bentwood years ago, and the homeowner was like, you know what? My dream has always been to have plantation shutters, but my husband's dream is always to live on a golf course. So, unfortunately, we can't do shutters here. And I was like, why not? And we were actually working at the house right next door installing the shutters. So I called my guys to make sure it was okay from this new home next door neighbor to see what's going on. We brought her into the house, and she goes, okay, where are the shutters? She was looking right through them onto the golf course because we had such a big opening on the louver size. We went with a larger slat at no extra cost, and it looked fantastic. And then I got two neighbors meeting each other. And they end up all getting the same product and super happy, and they became friends.
So it would be important to pick, because I'm sure there's some shutters that have thicker wood bases and thicker wood with lesser openings probably. So you pick the right shutter for the right window.
Just like I said earlier, you want to make sure you listen to your customer and then give them what they need and what they want.